Happy Sabbath, everyone. I think we've all heard the following sayings. A chip off the old block. Flip side of the same coin. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Like father, like son. She lives up to the family name. These phrases sum up family characterizations, some complimentary, others definitely not. They all infer that parents are major influencers for how kids turn out, for better or for worse. The director of Illinois State University Child Care Center and instructor for child development, Karen Stevens, wrote an article entitled, Parents Are Powerful Role Models for Children. In her article, she stated that these statements that I started with have been confirmed by research that children in general do tend to grow up to be a lot like their parents. How many grandparents have ever told their kids, do you know your kid is just like you? And how many parents turn to their parents and says, I learned it from you? Children who are in homes where parents smoke are more likely to become smokers. Parents in homes where the parents use drugs or alcohol are more likely at some point in their life to use drugs or alcohol. Parents with low self-esteem, their children tend to have low self-esteem. On the flip side, children who live in homes where parents have good self-esteem tend to have a higher level of self-esteem for themselves. Parents who succeed in education, their children tend to either meet or exceed their parents' education and success. Children of happily married parents tend to find the same happiness in adult relationships. The most important lesson that cycles teach us is that role modeling can be an extremely effective parenting tool. Role modeling is a powerful trait, and we should be able to use it to our advantage. Being a positive role model requires forethought and self-control. Society talks a lot about disciplining our children, but in this article, it's stated that parents need to put an equal amount of effort and emphasis on disciplining ourselves. That's right, as parents, we need to be disciplining ourselves. The article went on to say, challenge yourself to identify the positive things you can role model for your kids. Things like happiness, consideration, self-respect, patience, generosity, self-discipline, diligence, kindness, bravery, and compassion. Does this sound very familiar to what we read in Galatians 5, the fruits of the Spirit? In Galatians 5, verses 22 through 25, it reads, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. But then it also goes on to say in verse 24, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. Verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The article went on to say, kids respect adults who walk their talk. Children are sensitive and astute with an uncanny ability to distinguish between adults who only talk a good game and those who play the game by the rules they preach. Credible adults inspire kids' confidence and admiration. Hypocrisy delusions children and sends them looking for others to follow. It turns out that the folk wisdom is right after all. Seeing is believing. What kids see and believe, they become. I think this is true even for adults. As adults, we have role models. Bosses at work, coworkers, family members, church members, other people that we learn from. Some are good examples, and some are not so good examples. And we have the choice to either choose who we follow, whether it's a good example of someone else, or maybe not so good example that we say, no, we don't want to follow them. But so many times, people do tend to follow sometimes bad examples. I found it very interesting how much this article was in line with what we find in the Bible. Let's take another look at Galatians 5. But I want to focus on verses 24 and 25. That I read earlier. Many times we focus on 23, verses 22 and 23 of the fruit of the Spirit, But a lot of times we miss verses 24 and 25. In verse 24 of Galatians 5, it reads, "And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." Let's break down this verse to make sure we understand it. "And they that are Christ." This is referring to all who are true Christians. Those of us who have been baptized and made a commitment to follow God and also follow Christ. The second part of that sentence, "have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." This is referring to us overcoming the sinful nature that we have. We must kill our human nature and take on God's nature. Now, verse 25, it reads, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." This is referring to those that if we profess to be Christians, then let us walk as Christians to show our Christianity by our actions that the Spirit of God dwells in us. Again, as the saying goes, if we're going to talk the talk, we need to walk the walk. And that's basically what verse 25 says. And you may ask where I'm going with all this. All this comes back to a statement that Paul made over in 1 Corinthians 11, where he states, depending on your Bible verse, says either follow me or imitate me. The statement I'm talking about is in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. I'm going to read it from three different translations. The first is the King James Version, where it reads, "Be you followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." The New King James Version reads, "Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ." The Amplified Bible reads, "Pattern yourself after me, follow my example, as I imitate and follow Christ, the Messiah." When I was a young kid, I really did not care for Paul because of who he was when he was Saul and the things he did. But as I have gotten older and I studied more of Paul's writing, I realized by the time Saul became Paul, Paul was 100% in trying to live a life that could be safely followed by others and try to live a life following Christ's example. I'm not saying Paul was perfect, but he gave it all he had to give in trying to set an example for everyone else to follow. Now I'd like to turn over to the book of John to see what Christ actually said in his writing. Let's look at John 12, verses 26. John 12, verse 26. And I'll read both from the New King James Version and also the Amplified, because I think the Amplified really gets to the heart of what Christ was trying to say. So John 12, verse 26. "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." Now I'd like to read it from the Amplified Version. Christ is saying, "If anyone serves me, he must continue to follow me, to cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying. And wherever I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." This is the life I think Paul was trying to live, that we also need to be living ourselves. We must be living a life that conforms wholly to Christ's example in living, 100% like Christ lived. We need to be doing that for ourselves. We need to be doing that for our kids. And we need to be doing that for those around us. As parents, if we want our kids to grow up and live a life like Christ, to be part of the family of God, then we as parents need to be living a life like Christ. We need a life following in the footsteps of Christ. We need to be living a life as a true Christian, not a fake Christian, as our kids will see right through it. This goes back to the article I was talking about, how as parents, the kids follow in our footsteps. As adults, if we want to be a light to others at work, in the store, or even here at church, we need to be living a life following in the footsteps of Christ. How would you feel if someone from work walked in the door one week and started attending church? Would they be shocked to see you at church? Would they be shocked to see how you act at church being different than how you act at work? or where they see you as a positive role model to follow and ask you to help teach them to be more like Christ? How are we doing in role modeling Christ to others? What I'm talking about is not rocket science. It's a pretty simple concept, but it's hard to do if we're not trying to change and become more like Christ. We cannot talk the talk if we're not going to walk the walk. What I'm talking about applies to all of us. It applies to the leadership in the church, to the adults in the church, to the young adults in the church, to the teens in the church. If we are faking it, others will see right through it. If we are being true to our calling, then others will see us as the light we have been called to be. Every individual in the church is setting an example for others to follow. Hopefully, a good example. Typically, someone sets an example with someone younger than them. But this does not always have to be the case. A younger person can set a good example for someone older than them and how we are all supposed to live. This is what Paul was trying to teach the Corinthians. Paul set example to those who followed him. Timothy set example for those who followed him. Some of the people that Timothy was setting example for were actually older than him. The point is that he was setting example in how to live by living a life following Christ. Husbands set example for their wives, who set their examples for their kids. I'd like to go back to 1 Corinthians 11 and actually look at verse 3 this time. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. It says, "But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God." Every head is supposed to set example for those below them under their authority. We know God is perfect, and Christ set the perfect example for us to follow as he followed God, and he did it perfectly as he did the will of the Father. As baptized Christians, we need to strive to follow Christ's example by living a life that Christ lived and follow his example. I know it's not easy, but if we do not do it, then history has shown us what will most likely happen. Those who follow us will walk in our footsteps. We must walk the walk in our daily lives, setting examples for others to follow. So what's the takeaway from my message? We each need to ask ourselves each and every day this important question. Am I following Christ, and am I a good example for someone else to follow? If the answer is no, then we need to take a look at ourselves to see what changes we need to make so we can say yes to this important question. Because the life we have been called to live, a life where we can answer yes to this question of, am I following Christ, and am I a good example for others to follow? We owe it to each other to strive to live a life that can be safely followed. We owe it to the next generation to strive to live a life of following Christ. The example we set today sets the path for the next generation and the next generation after that and the following generation. This is what God intended from the very beginning, that one generation would teach the next generation how to follow him, and then the next generation would do the same. And after a while, if each generation is teaching the next generation, it leads them to Christ and leads them to have a loving relationship with God. God has called us to be part of his family. For those who have been baptized, we have been given God's Holy Spirit to help us follow Christ and lead others to Christ and the Father. Let us strive to follow Christ so we can tell others, follow me as I follow Christ.